Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast that is presented by Hooters, which has been our sponsor for Season 2, Season 3, Season 4, and again in Season 5. We thank Hooters, and if you, like me, live in the greater Tampa Bay area, we encourage you to visit any of the 11 original Hooters brand locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. Hooters has been a very loyal sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we hope they invite us back into the store later this season, perhaps for a regular season finale party like we did with the Fantasy Podcast Leagues last year. Also, because Hooters was not doing fantasy drafts, at least not in my market here in Tampa Bay at the time everybody was assembling their fantasy leagues, Sean Sullivan, the GM of Bill Curry Ford, picked up the ball and invited one podcast league to draft on the showroom floor after the doors to the dealership had closed. It went very well. Sean also added a $1,000 bounty to the champion of the league playing against him in this league. I play Sean this week, and Sean Sullivan, thank you. I joke, there used to be a show called Win Ben Stein's Money. Sean has created Win Bill Curry's Money in our fantasy podcast league. So thanks to Bill Curry Ford, and thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I'll give you the keyword which you need each week now for me to respond to emails, as I'm only now responding to people who actively give of their time to listen to the podcast, as many of you have been doing for so long. For 3 years, I answered emails from anyone who heard that I would answer a fantasy football email. They knew about the podcast. Well, now they need to make the trade. If I'm going to give up my time to respond to their email, they need to give me a few minutes of their time and actually listen to one of the fantasy football podcasts. Thanks to all of you who do listen to the fantasy football podcast, because the emails continue to flow in. So I know this doesn't affect you one bit, and you probably like that I'm basically saying I want to take care of you guys, and I'm done taking care of people who didn't go out of their way to give me something in return. So there we go, and I'll give the keyword again in a little bit. Please get your emails in before you go to bed Saturday night. I do not have enough time to answer them on Sunday. I don't want you to ask me something with only a few minutes to decide. I have my own teams. I have leagues I commission. I work out. I play golf. I clean up my home. I'm a lifelong bachelor. I date a lot. I just can't do the emails on Sunday. Any other day is fine, but get in your week 4 questions for Sunday or Monday games before you go to bed Saturday night. I'll give you the keyword here in a moment. All right. One of my favorite things that I've bought in the last year is a dry erase board. I thought I was just going to use it for my golf tournaments. I now use it all the time. And tonight I used it, wrote down every game, then did some research and wrote down a couple of thoughts on each game, talking points, and we'll just go game by game. So I'm sorry if I'm ignoring something obvious to you. This is why I'm going to give you the keyword, because each game has a handful of different fantasy angles and fantasy questions. I just wrote down a couple that may not be so obvious. Some may be obvious. Here we go. Indy at Chicago. Looks like a good spot for Allen Robinson. Looks like a good quarterback for Allen Robinson and Nick Foles. T.Y. Hilton has been a disappointment to you T.Y. Hilton owners. I am not one of them this year. he's dropped a few balls. If he hadn't dropped those balls, you'd probably think differently. We're not sure yet if this is a pattern or an outlier, but it is three games. New Orleans at Detroit. Looks like Michael Thomas is going to be active. So those of you who drafted him to produce plenty of touches and yardage and touchdowns for you will be very happy with that, especially against the Lions. Speaking of injured receivers that some of you, that many of you drafted to be a starter, not necessarily a wide receiver one, Kenny Golladay, who was playing last week in the win against Arizona, looks like they eased him back into the lineup. So he should be at full strength this week. Speaking of Arizona, they are at Carolina. If you're a Kenyon Drake owner, you're getting touches, but you want more out of those touches. The big plays aren't there, and it seems like the receptions aren't there. Let's see what he does against a Carolina team that got shredded pretty good, even in a win last week by Austin Eckler out of the backfield for Chargers. Kyler Murray, Pat Doherty is excellent. His weekly rankings are among the terrific things that he offers on RotoWorld. Patrick Doherty ranks Kyler Murray quarterback 4 this week. 4. That's where Murray is at this week and shows you he is a legit QB1. Jacksonville at Cincinnati. Joe Mixon owners are kind of wondering what they have, but you've always wondered that with Joe Mixon. Joe Burrow makes Mixon better, even if the offensive line doesn't. Minimum number of touches per game for Mixon is just under 20. Stay with him. However, A.J. Green, and just got an email about this. A.J. Green seems to be losing steps right in front of our eyes. It just doesn't look like A.J. Green anymore. And I think I even said earlier this week, you know, when you get injured or you go a while without playing football, it's tough to come back and just suddenly be the same guy. Ask Le'Veon Bell. And in a lesser sense, ask Gronk, even though he had 6 touches last week. Tyler Boyd looks like the number one wide receiver on the Bengals. And Higgins, as Matthew Berry predicted when Adam Schefter picked up Higgins when Berry dropped him last week in the ESPN War Room League, Higgins did go off. None of that is good for A.J. Green. Cleveland at Dallas. The Vegas total on this game is nearly 60. If you have a player you would normally start on the Browns or the Cowboys, why are you even thinking twice about starting them in this game? I think Nick Chubb answered some of the questions that Nick Chubb owners had about whether to be scared about his use going forward. Keep an eye on Kareem Hunt's injury status. I think he's going to be all right for this game. As a Cowboy fan, I'd love for him not to play. But from a fantasy standpoint, seems like he's going to be okay. Also, most passing attempts in the NFL, number 4 on America's team, Dak Prescott. Minnesota at Houston. You know how there's this new let Russ cook for the, seems like, sympathetic MVP candidate, Russell Wilson? How about let Cook cook last week and favorable matchup this week? Deshaun Watson owners, hey, I'm with you. I haven't played him since week 1. I didn't like what I saw. Now, he hasn't been awful, but I've had a worthy backup who's not disappointed me. His name is Aaron Rodgers. You might have heard of him. Now, I'm going with Rodgers again because I love having players on Monday night, and Rodgers is playing the Falcons. But Watson finally gets a non-top 5 defense to play against. He started with Chiefs, Ravens, and Steelers. Vikings don't have that. Not anymore. Seattle at Miami, speaking of let Russ cook. check Chris Carson's status. If he can't play, if you're struggling for a replacement this week for Derrick Henry and James Conner, Carlos Hyde might get you a goal line score. He might. Just tough to predict. DK Metcalf is averaging nearly 25 yards per catch. And I don't know what the Cowboys were thinking once, twice, three times with how open Lockett was for touchdowns last week, but it just shows you there are teams that have multiple fantasy relevant wide receivers. Dallas is certainly one of them. The Bucs, when they're both healthy, although we're still waiting for both to click at the same time under Tom Brady, but point being is Seattle does, with Metcalf at his big playability and Lockett with also being very consistent. Chargers and Buccaneers, for thoughts on that game, listen to my other fantasy podcast. It is a Tampa Bay-centric spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast called the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. It will give you a full breakdown of every fantasy-relevant player in the Charger-Buck game. Ravens and Washington. Some think this is a spot for Hollywood Brown. He may have been disappointing you to this point as a wide receiver too, the same way Mark Andrews has disappointed his owners as a tight end one in the Ravens offense. Some things with the Ravens just don't look right, like Lamar Jackson, who did attempt 28 passes against the Chiefs and didn't hit 100 yards. I don't have anything to offer you on Washington. I just don't. If you're playing McLaurin or Gibson, I get it. Good luck. I understand, but that's about as far as it goes with them right now. Hell of a defensive line, only relevant in fantasy football. So does that make Lamar Jackson put the ball up more and maybe get Hollywood Brown and Andrews going? So there you go. Giants and Rams. Pro football in New York sucks. 0-7. And highly drafted quarterbacks who just don't look like they're making any progress. From the Rams standpoint, I was hopeful Henderson could do this last year. But the Rams were hanging on tight with Todd Gurley and I think trying to just pick up where they left off, although they left off in a Super Bowl where they didn't score a touchdown. Now Henderson's got it going. Well over 100 yards of tandem offense the last 2 weeks. Cam Akers is still injured. Malcolm Brown is just kind of a safety net for Coach McVay. Henderson's the better player. From the Giants standpoint, I still own Darius Slayton up until 2 weeks ago. He had more touchdowns receiving than any wide receiver in the NFL since week 5 last year. But as Jones stinks, Slayton's numbers have plummeted. And this week, he probably draws Jalen Ramsey. I'm not playing him. Let me give you the keyword real quick. It's fumble. So if you want me to answer an email this week, and again, please get it in before you go to bed Saturday night, put fumble in the subject line of your email or early in your email. Use it in a fun sentence, just something. All right, that's the keyword so I know you're listening to the podcast. Final four games, New England at Kansas City. I own Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and I've been disappointed by his red zone touches. But he makes up for it with how many times overall he touches the ball and how he finds space out of the backfield and Mahomes is willing to get it to him. So he may not be doing everything you want as a running back. He's played in the league 3 games. His 8 carries inside the 10 for a total of minus 1 yard. He'll get better. And even if he doesn't, if he produces the way Alvin Kamara does for the next 3 years, you'll be happy. Julian Edelman, I don't know. As unpredictable as the Patriots' running back committee is, Julian Edelman's production seems to be as unpredictable. Bad week 1, unbelievable week two, bad week three. Some think week four is a good spot for him, but it depends on how they use him. I own him. I may have to play him this week because I'm wide receiver deficient, but I don't want to. But I'd play Edelman over Valdez-Scantling. I think I've gone down that road for the last time. Bills at, funny, I call them VGR. That's the Raiders. VGK is the Vegas Golden Knights, who unveiled their third jersey today. It's gold. It's just a, like my friend said, a little bit too, mustardy for me. Singletary is getting touches, and even with a running quarterback, he seems like he's got a high enough floor as an RB2 or a flex play, at least for now. The Bills also were very good defensively against Tyler Higbee, even though the Rams had the big comeback before the Bills won. Could the Bills do the same thing to Darren Waller? Waller, one of the more productive tight ends. Speaking of tight ends, Kittle and Ertz on the same field on Sunday night. Looks like Kittle's back. Not 100%, but good to go. He'll produce. No Garoppolo. It's still Nick Mullins, but Kittle will produce. Zach Ertz has had a slow start to the season, but no Dallas Goedert for the immediate future. That only means good things for Ertz, even though the Niners generally played opposing tight ends well. Miles Sanders, 45 touches, and he's played in two games. That's fantasy value right there, even on a 0-3 team. And finally, Atlanta at Green Bay. Devontae Adams trending the right direction. Out of nowhere, one of the hotter guys in fantasy football was Alan Lazard, and the next thing you know, he's out indefinitely with a core muscle injury. So if you picked him up and you were excited about it, good for you, drop him. Yeah, you don't know when he's going to be back. The Lightning just went through a core injury with Steven Stamkos. The guy sat out a lot. Came back, played two shifts, and that was it. And also check the status on Calvin Ridley for this game, for the Monday night game, as well as Julio Jones. So you're looking at Adam status, Ridley status, and Jones status. If any of them are active, you play them. It's that simple. Lazard will not be active. That I can promise you. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, and with a big thank you to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. Remember, the keyword is fumble, and get in your emails before you go to bed Saturday night so I can answer them before I go to bed myself Saturday night. And don't worry, I stay up later than you, or I get up after you have gone to sleep, and I'll see it and I'll answer it before Sunday morning. Okay? We good? Good luck this weekend.